Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Shall we turn our Bibles to Philippians 3? Verse 12. We're going to read from 12 to 14. Amen. Philippians 3, verse 12. Hallelujah. Jehovah is your name. Okay. So let's go there. Amen. And this is Paul. We know about Paul. Paul wrote 3/4 of the New Testament. Amen. And he says, not that I have already attained or I'm already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has laid hold of me. Verse 13. And he says, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do. How many things? But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the call for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. One thing I do. And this morning, I just really want to talk about focus. Our focus. We know the first 7 months. This is the last Sunday of the seventh month of our year of Jubilee. Amen. How many people, everything God has promised to give to you, God has promised to accomplish in your life, you've already attained? Hallelujah. Some. Amen. Some people, they haven't even seen anything at all. But you know what? Let me just encourage you. Even if you haven't seen anything at all, you know when it seems like God is not doing anything, even when he's not doing anything, he's doing something. Hallelujah. God is always working. Say to your neighbor, God is always working. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, God is working on your case right now. Amen. But in the meantime, Paul admonishes us. He says, the one thing I do is I forget what is behind me and I press forward. Amen. So focus. Focus is the first thing. Hallelujah. So it's letter F. Amen. Focus. Everyone say focus. Focus. Forgetting that which is behind. Amen. So focus. And you know, let me tell you about focus. If we have too many alternatives, we get distracted. Women, you've got too many shoes, too many clothes. What tends to happen is when you go into your wardrobe, because you're spoiled for choice, you're like, shall I try this? Shall I wear this? There are times when I've given my husband something to help me iron. He would iron, and he would iron it. And then come Sunday morning, I have tried it. It hasn't kind of worked. And I put on something else. And it's going to take me so long to iron that. I'm like, yo, woman, you can't get it. See, what tends to happen is, because I have a choice, if I had just the one garment in my wardrobe, what would I wear? The one. So focus is important. If we have too many things going on at one point in time, it will distract us. So we need to focus, concentrate, give something full attention. Amen? And so Paul says that, I do not consider to have apprehended, but one thing I do, I focus on that which is before me. Amen. And in order to focus, he's had to do two things. Amen? But one night, forgetting those things which are behind, I reach forward. Think about athletes. When they're about to run, they go on your marks, get set. So when they're doing that, what do they do? They go, and then as they do that, do you find any athlete, you know, ready to run, and they're on your mark, get set, and they're looking at where they're at? Where are they looking at? They're looking ahead. They're looking at where they're going to. Amen? Or do you see an athlete on your maps? Get set. No? No. focus. I remember Linford Christie, he used to talk about tunnel vision, that basically when he's on that track, he can see no one else. You know, like other people are competing with him, but he can't see them. All he can see is what he's going to go and do and just run on his track. Amen. That is focus. And it's so important that as believers, we focus on the one thing God has called us to do. There's so many things we could be doing. And there's so many things that we could be doing that are good things. But they might not just be the right thing to be doing. So say to your neighbor, say, neighbor, what is your one thing? What are you focused on? And in life, you know, we have so many things. But our priorities are God first. Amen. God first. And then family comes next. And God first doesn't mean ministries. God, your relationship with God. So God first, your family, your ministry, your work, business, leisure. Amen. So what one thing in your relationship with God do you need to be focused on that will accelerate that relationship with your family, with your ministry, with your business, what one thing? And usually there's one thing. And in the midst of that one thing, there will be so many other things that can distract us. So Paul says, one thing I do. And he says, forgetting that which is behind. You know, Isaiah 43 from verse 16, can you please read? Can you please show it up there? I will read from 16. And this is God speaking. And he's talking about what he has done in the past. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters? Who brings forth the chariot and the horse, the army and the power? They shall lie down together, they shall not rise. They're extinguished, they're quenched like a wick. So God did that for the children of Israel. Remember when he brought them out. But then the Lord says here in verse 18, he says, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do something new, and it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the deserts. Amen. So let me show you a picture here. Yes, please, Joanne and Shane, please come. Abs, please help me hold this. So, imagine.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Imagine, this is the past. This is your past, right? And Sandra, please come. Sandra, please come. Hallelujah. Just watch this. So this is my future, right? The future is in gold. Hallelujah. The future is bright. Amen. The past, God has done so many things in the past. He has done great things. He has done marvelous things. But sometimes what happens to us in the past is we focus on the negatives. And so this is our past. And this is our now. This is where we are presently. This is my future. And my future, because it's in the future, I haven't attained it yet. I haven't experienced it yet. I haven't gotten there yet. I am standing on the word of God. It's a promise. It's a sure promise that cannot fail. But I haven't seen it yet. So this is the thread that pulls me. Yes? But that's my future. So much has happened in my future. And I remember. That is my past, rather. See? I tested you. You passed the test. Clap for yourselves. Yes, you guys were listening attentively. Well done. See, so that's my past. So much has happened in my past. Good stuff, bad stuff. But what the enemy tries to do with us, he tries to hold us back with the past, especially the negative stuff. And so while we're here, we're looking towards what God is wanting to do. But sometimes we keep looking back at the past. And for as long as we look back at the past, see, can you see the rope of the past? See how strong it is compared to that. For as long as we look at the past, and see these two big people, and see. So if I look behind, I keep looking back at the past, they have the power to pull me gently, because I got heels. They have the power. See, they have the power because I keep looking back. If I choose not to look back, then I break the power of the past over my life, and I can grab a hold of my future. And I can, even though I can see it, I can run, I can focus, and I can attain, I can accomplish, I can get to where the Lord wants me to get to. But it takes focus. It takes focus. It takes focus. It takes eliminating distractions. Look, even the good things that have happened to us, right? Even the great accomplishments that we have, you know, it's good to remember that. But sometimes what we can do is we can camp in the past. Oh, my God. Oh, gosh. It was so good in 2010. Oh, my goodness. 2010 was such a great year. Yeah. But see, I am doing something new. Amen. So even if we're focusing on is the good thing, God wants to take us from one level of glory to another. So he's saying, yes, see, I am doing something. Shall you not see it? So everyone just do this. I can see. I choose to see what God is doing in my future. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to look at the past. Amen. And you know what? Please, guys, still stay. Come over here. You know the thing about focus is sometimes there are so many things that can distract us. We've got anxiety, we've got worry, we've got fear, we've got all manner of stuff that can distract us. And we want to, this is our future. We want to focus. How do we do it? Despite the fact that there's so much hanging around us. How? We have a choice. God's given everyone free will and choice. Anyone got a smartphone here? Bring it out, please. Go to your camera, everyone. Go to your camera. Get your camera quickly. You're going to be snapping photos. So think about this. This symbolizes my child, my wayward child. That's. Oh, and she's my child. She's not wayward. Hallelujah. I won't tell you what the husband said. Hallelujah. Okay, so this is money stress. This is marriage issues, all kind of issues, right? But God has a plan. Jeremiah 29:11 says what? For I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you, to give you a hope and a future. Okay, so Auntie Abs, come, you're the future. And the future is bright. Hallelujah. She's bright, isn't she? Turn around. So this is the future. Okay, let's do it this way so everyone can see. So this is the future. So you come over here. You come over here. So this is me in the midst of, right? So if I want to focus, this is my future. But these are the things that are distracting me, that are keeping me, you know, like, how do I focus? So imagine now you want to take a photo of me. And the thing is, sometimes stuff goes on in our lives. We cannot. You're my future, so it's fine. I don't want to get rid of you. So this one here, this here, everything is here. It's disturbing me. But at the same time, I can't get rid of them. It's there. I have a choice. Get your camera out. Try taking a photo of me and all these three. Can you get us all? Okay. So now I want to narrow my focus. And these people aren't getting out of the picture. And I have a choice. I choose to praise my God. I choose to praise my Savior. I choose. What do I do? So go to your camera and zoom in. As you zoom in, what happens? Even when they're close, you can. Can you? Otherwise, you move positions and come and cut out the distractions and focus on what is important. Everyone got that? Yes. Yes? Make sure you get my good side. Hallelujah. Please sit down. That is the choice we have in life. We have so many things hanging around us. Amen? But we choose what we zoom in on. We choose what we magnify. We choose to cut out. And you know what the enemy, thanks Auntie Abs, the enemy knows that if he can break our focus, it can derail us. if he breaks our focus, he will derail us. We can start on great projects, start on fantastic things for the Lord, and we can start well. All it takes is distraction, and we won't finish. Just lift up your hands right now and say, I will finish my race, and I will finish strong. In the name of Jesus, I will finish strong. Let's go to the book of Nehemiah 6. We're going to read from verse 1. I just want to show you how the enemy uses distractions, especially when you're doing something worthwhile, when you're doing something for God, or even your life goals, you're pursuing them, the enemy will just bring distractions. Some of us, we know that distraction is a weakness. Some of us don't know. Some of us, it's so subtle. I know, because even when I'm sitting down nicely listening to the sermon next to my husband, you know, God is a matchmaker. God will just match you with the right person. You can't sit still. I'm talking. And so there are times, especially during the announcements, I think, okay, the announcements, like announcements, what are announcements for? For you to listen. To information that we need, right? How many of us, be honest, you listen to the announcements attentively? Some people do. Some people don't. Some of us don't. And that's the time I could be scratching my knee. I just get stuff. So I know it's an issue. So you know the Bible says, take every thought captive. So you run, you bring it, and you hold on to it. Focus. Okay, let's read Nehemiah 6. Let me show you what the enemy was trying to do here. Got my glasses. Thank you. So I can see what's in front of me. Can't see what's. Hallelujah. So he says, now it happened when Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem, the Arab, and the rest of our enemies heard. Say heard. That I had rebuilt the wall and that there were no bricks left in it. I had rebuilt the wall. There were no bricks left in it, okay? And it says, though at that time I had not hung the doors and the gates. So was the project finished? He had built the wall solidly. They couldn't break through the walls, but he hadn't hung the gates. He hadn't hung the doors. Then Sanballat and Geshem sent to me, come, let us meet together among the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me harm. So I sent messengers to them saying, I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Lift up your hand and say, I am doing a great work. I refuse to come down in the name of Jesus. Amen. He says, why should the work cease while I leave it and go down to you? Why should the work stop? Why should there be a full stop? Why should there be a comma? Continue. And it says, but they sent me this message. How many times? Talk about persistence. 4 times. And I answered them in the same manner. Say, I will answer distraction in the same manner. Isaiah 57 says, I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed. So I set my face like a flint. So, and then please go to verse 9. Oh, yeah, that's Isaiah. Please go to Nehemiah 6, verse 9. Okay, so this is it. So the enemy here was saying, for they all were trying to make us afraid that their hands will be weakened in the work and it will not be done. So the enemy was trying to distract them and to cause fear and cause anxiety so that their hands will be weakened. The moment we lose focus, we get weak. We become weakened, and then we cannot finish the work. Say, right now, lift up your hands and say, I am a finisher, and I will finish well. In the name of Jesus. So forget the past, we focus. And then the next thing we need to do is move forward. So I need 3 people, please. 3 people, please come. Hallelujah. So the first one is focus. Second is forget. And then the next one is forward. Hallelujah. Can you go to Exodus chapter 14, verse 15? So this is when the children of Israel came to the river. Yes, the sea, the waters. And they were crying out to the Lord. He was crying out to the Lord. And the Lord had already told him what he was going to do. How many of you have promises from the Lord? God has told you what he's going to do in your life. You know what God is going to do. You have the sure word of God. And then what happens is all of a sudden we come to obstacles. We come to the river. We come to the sea. We come to whatever that is stopping us from going through and crossing over to the other side. And we cry out to the Lord. Yes, we need to cry out to the Lord. Because Moses said at one time, Lord, if your presence will not go with us, we will not move from here. That's the one thing we must make sure. We do not move unless the Lord says move. Right? But the moment we get the word of God, we need to move forward. And he says, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to... I need people to speak up. Tell the children of Israel to go,
forward.
To go,
forward.
To go.
Forward.
And wherever you're sitting, I want you to rise, jump to your feet, not rise to your feet. Half of you are sleeping, 9 o'clock. I'd heard so many things about 9 o'clock, that you guys were exuberant, you guys were alive and kicking and. Show me the money. No, come on. So sit again and then jump up. Yes, some people got it right. Hallelujah. It's fine. You know, so the Lord said, tell the people to, so you guys will do, go forward. Say, I will go forward. I will leap forward. I will jump forward. I will take quantum leaps in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You guys, this is our future. This is what God has for us. This is the plans that he has for us. And he's saying to us, go forward. Don't just stand by that river and cry by the rivers of Babylon. Go forward. The Lord is saying, go forward. In 2018, go forward. A year of Jubilee, go forward. So lift up your hands right now and say, I will go forward in the name of Jesus. Everything the Lord has for me, I am going forward. I forget the former things. The only thing to remember about the past is how far God has brought you. Amen? And then the Bible says, forget not all of his benefits. So remember his benefits. But everything else that the enemy wants to use to hold you back, you forget in the name of Jesus Christ. And you move forward. Amen? Let's lift up our hands to Jesus and say, Father, I want to thank you for focus. In Jesus' name, I choose the one thing to focus on. You said to Martha, God said to Martha, Martha, you're concerned about too many things. The Lord is saying to someone here, you're concerned about too many things. Only one thing is needed. Koshanta lamba soto mande kelebo soti. Father, stir up the hearts of your people about the one thing that is needed, and that they will focus on it in the name of Jesus. They will focus on it in the name of Jesus. And Father, we will get over to the other side, because you are the God who helps us. We set our faces like flint this morning, and we know we will not be ashamed. We bless you. In the name of Jesus.